Hey, it's Marilyn for the Gawler Community Gallery. With me is Ellen Stein, whose exhibition of Fur and Feathers has just been opened, along with the Truro Group, the Texplorers, and a Reduce, Reuse, Recycle exhibit. Hello, Ellen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and you're in fine form today because a lot of people came to have a look at your exhibit in particular. And I see a few stickers on paintings.
I'm very blessed with that. I'm very, very happy to see it and happy to see they've gone to good homes.
Yes, it'd be like giving up your children almost.
It is, that's right.
Yeah.
They're your creations.
When Joe, the publicity officer, said that the paintings are so alive and, you know, they sort of jump out at you, I just thought she was talking it up a bit. But it's so true.
Mm.
That it's a room full of colour, movement and enjoyment of animals. Now, how long does it take to assemble a collection like this?
Well, this one was a rushed one. It was only in the 6 months this year that I've been able to do it because I've had a couple of accidents last year and wasn't able to paint. But so I've really put a lot of time and effort in it. But I think the stop and the start again has created a much better artwork.
Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Improving all the time.
Oh, they're just are wonderful. Like there's an eagle there that it just looks mean enough to peck you. Mm.
They're a rare species.
That's
a harpy eagle.
I noticed that, yes, that it said on it that it was a rare species of eagle. So did you paint it from a photo?
Sort of. I get the idea from it and sort of the rightness of them and then paint from there.
Now, I believe you start with the eye.
I do.
Do you do that with all your animals?
All my animals, I start with the eye. I'll draw the animal out. But the actual colour goes on to the eye, and I start that because that gives the guide of what the animal's going to be.
Wow.
It's the mood for it.
Yeah.
And the character.
And it doesn't work if you leave the eye till last.
No, I can only see them through their eyes.
Well, it certainly works for you because they are the most amazing paintings. There's three working dogs. They look so intelligent.
Yes, they look like they're ready to go for their work.
They do. They look really eager and happy and, you know, just busting with energy. To get all that in a painting.
It comes from the eye because the eye gives the character and the want and the life that the animal has.
Yeah, well I stood and looked particularly at one of the cats. I mean, there are several cat paintings, but I think it was called Who Got the Cream or something like that.
Yeah. I thought they all had guilty expressions.
Yes, and there was a very sly one at the bottom with the eyes closed.
Yes, that's right.
But I'm not looking. Joe and I stood there looking at those cats. And they were all so different, and you're right, it's in the eyes.
Yes.
Have you got a favourite painting?
It was a tiger. That was my baby.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, he looks like he's coming straight for you.
Oh, he does, that's right.
As you walk in the door, the first thing you see is this tiger in front of you coming towards you. And then alongside to the left, there's that very gentle little koala that you just want to put your arms around and cuddle. I mean, it would probably scratch you if you did. But
well, he's only a baby, that one, so he mightn't do.
He might not do.
No.
Because you've done quite a few different. Have you got a favourite animal that you prefer to paint?
Oh, horses.
Horses are your favourite?
Because horses are. They've been my life.
Your own horses?
Yes, own horses, shown horses, ridden horses, broken horses, inbred horses.
So you know all about horses.
Yes. And I've made a good study of it to know the animal, the body, everything with them, you know. So,
well, it certainly works because you've got, you have those three sort of like plodding sort of horses.
Yeah, the Clydes.
Couldn't think of their name, but those working horses.
Yes.
The thick set ones. Then there's horses galloping
in the water.
In the water. And that is just such a beautiful painting. Mm. It would have been beautiful even without the horses almost. I mean,
yes,
it's a lovely seascape.
Gives it movement.
It certainly does. And you can tell they're galloping. As I always think you can.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and then there's more Spanish-style horses.
Yes, Serenity.
Serenity, yes.
Yes.
They were... So there's quite a range, you know, within the one animal.
Yeah, that's right. Try to depict them in different areas and different areas that a lot of people see and think of them.
Yes. Mm. Do you prefer painting Australian animals to, say, European animals? Like horses are European, aren't they?
American. Yes, that's right. I don't mind. I'll paint anything that's an animal or a bird. Doesn't worry me. I just love them all.
Yeah, because, you know, opposed to the eagle that looked pretty mean, there was a beautiful, was it a duck or a swan?
A swan.
A swan preening his feathers, such a gentle, soft...
Yes, totally opposite.
Yeah, a totally opposite type of one. So I would recommend anybody who loves animals, or even if you don't love animals, because as someone said to me, I'm not really into cats, but they were totally absorbed in your cat painting, particularly the group painting.
Yes, they've got a mystery tied with them.
Yes, and I was thinking, people could buy these in pairs, like the cat one and the dog they're both not framed. They're on that, what do you call it?
Well, just an art board. Yes.
Is that what you call it?
Yes.
An art board where you paint around the
side. Yes, you can if you want to. Yes. They can be framed.
Oh, right.
If people want to, they can frame them. Yes, but a lot of people don't because it's just the modern acceptance. Even the big art prizes will have the unmounted ones. So, yes.
Well, they look pretty good, I thought. And then there were ones that were framed where the frame just so went with the painting the other way round.
Yes, that's right. No, the painting...
You couldn't imagine them any other way.
No, the frame has got to accent the painting. You're not to look at the frame first and then the painting.
Yes.
Like some people like to match their decor with the frame and not worry about what's in the painting.
Yeah. Yes, that must be a bit of a problem for some artists.
People have got to like what they saw too, you know.
Yes, so. They do. And it has to fit in with what they've already got at home.
Right.
So I suppose that's fair enough. Now, the exhibition continues until the 14th of August,
right.
So people have got plenty of time to get themselves down here.
Thursday to Sunday, it's each week.
That's right. 10 till 4
and Sunday 9 till 3.
Exactly right, yes. It's at the old station master's house at Gawler's station. Thank you so much, Ellen.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.